Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later,
I'll welcome back to 7 till the hour, 7:07 to the hour, 53 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having more fun than the law allows here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Wayne Cruz, VP of so many things, of everything over at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. I encourage you to go there and find Wayne's 10,000 Commandments. There's a handy one-page fact sheet that'll blow you away. He also works on, has a report called the Dark Matter, on regulatory dark matter, which are those things that are not so easily seen, not easy to quantify, and some of the stuff that the really ugly stuff that government is doing to get away with regulating you and me without permission. Wayne, thanks again for being here. Tell us about CEI.
Thank you so much. CEI, we're 33 years old, public policy advocacy analysis group. Small L libertarian oriented, you might say, free market oriented, and we tend to focus, as we've been talking about, on regulatory issues. We've got folks working on banking issues, environment, energy, across the board. So we tend to focus there rather than tax and budget issues, because, as we say, that regulation is like a hidden tax, and we're trying to put a better, trying to quantify it better.
Here's my question to you going forward: If you could, if you could just focus on what Trump's done so far with regulations, his whole attitude, the way he's working on restructuring the government, especially the executive branch, the progress he's made already on the regulatory state, on pushing back on the regulatory state. If he had 8 years of just that, if that was his single greatest accomplishment, was to continue what he's doing, how would that look compounded over 8 years? What do you think the overall landscape would look like?
It would be extremely positive, because while it's true, we said the executive branch needs Congress to act to make the reforms that it puts in place permanent. We thought Obama's legacy depended on a Clinton victory, but as I mentioned at the outset, of over 300 rules he issued kind of at the last minute, only 14 of them didn't stick. So if you can do the reverse, if the executive branch can do the reverse and issue a lot fewer rules, that's going to have some staying power. When Reagan came in, he cut rules and pages in the Federal Register by over a third. Trump has done more than that already, just in terms of proposed rules that are
He's getting no credit for that in the mainstream media.
No, the fights in the media are over.
For one thing, they don't like it. Nomination, they don't like him rolling back regulation. They like regulation.
That's right. They like regulation. They dislike the rollback of the regulatory state. And, the Post and other entities have done stories on how the agencies are mobilizing. They want to resist the reforms that Trump's putting in place. But he has an executive order, in addition to stopping the rules, he has an executive order on comprehensive plan for reorganizing the executive branch. And as it happens, just last Friday, the agency's deadline came in which they have to submit their plans for programs, agencies, departments, et cetera, that they are going to get rid of.
Right.
And in the next Trump budget proposal, this will be the 2019 fiscal year proposal that he offers in January, all of those agency restructuring and reorganization plans are required to be a part of the budget. So they're spending the summer and a good part of the fall combing through the federal regulatory agencies, look what's being eliminated. And then as far as the regulatory and regulations themselves, each agency now has a regulatory reform officer that's put in place by executive order, kind of a mini OIRA review at each agency instead of just at OIRA. And then there are reg reform task forces within agencies and across government that Trump put in place. Now, I haven't seen the concrete results of those yet, and I don't even know if there are any.
One of the things,
but there is an executive order for that.
I read an article this week in the Wall Street Journal by a guy who was a former State Department employee. He's a Democrat, and he was talking about going back to the State Department offices and seeing office after office empty, where he said it looked like the halls were almost empty, like nobody was there anymore. And he was talking about how the fact that the Obama administration, that a lot of these State Department people were leaving for whatever reason, uh-huh. they weren't putting them back. They weren't hiring them back.
Yeah, there's a lot of closed down by attrition, it looks like. But there are functions of government.
If he does that, that's a great way to reduce the size of government, isn't it?
Well, fewer bureaucrats mean fewer rule writing.
That's exactly right. Hey, Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Oh, that was fast. My gosh, thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, CEI.org, Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Go there and look at this fact sheet on the Ten Counts of Commandments. It's right there. You'll be able to find it pretty easy. It'll illuminate you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.